we've just caught up with C.J. Cheng, who just played the Stemmitz Viola Concerto. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about this work.
Well, this was written in more classical period in Mannheim School. Karl Stamitz is the son of the famous Stamitz. Until this concerto, I don't think there's anything quite like it. You know, it shows a virtuosity. It really showcases the viola playing as a solo instrument. And so we're actually very thankful this piece is out there.
When you say there hadn't been anything like it, what do you mean?
Yes, what I mean is amount of virtuosity and the soloistic skills that's required to play this piece has not been written yet. Mozart never wrote a pure viola concerto. Haydn never wrote it. Bach wrote the Brandenburg Six concerto, but that was for two violas. And, you know, this was actually with a pretty big orchestration, pure viola concerto that required a lot of technical facility.
Now, you started out playing the violin and now you play the viola. Are they very similar to play, or are there differences, key differences?
There are a lot of differences. The way you produce a tone is different. The size is different. The way you should articulate should be different. And you should have different concept of voice and all that stuff. But it does help because there are so many pieces that are difficult technically and requires a lot of facility in violin literature. Having done it at school definitely helps when I try to play the viola concerto as well.
Are there any tricky parts to the concerto?
Yes, there are many, many tricky parts. But this time I decided to write my own cadenza. There's one big one in the first movement, another big one in the slow movement, the second movement, and then three smaller ones in the last movement in rondo. So that was a challenge. I've done it when I was in school writing cadenzas, but I decided I would do it this time. And so it was kind of new, but I'm sure there are great other cadenzas, but maybe at this point in my career, I thought these were kind of a meaningful things to do.
Did you write it from scratch, or were you kind of listening to other cadenzas and modeling it after them?
I really try not to see other cadenzas, even though I knew a few of them before I decided to write it. But this time I really try not to take any ideas from others, just taking ideas from the piece itself, you know. So I tried to learn the concerto to a certain point, and then I started writing and, you know, just kind of taking examples of different parts of the concertos and, you know, make something of it. There are many things I wish I've done differently, but, you know, it's my work, and yes, I am very proud of the work.
That's great. Well, it sounded wonderful. What is it like playing a soloist with the Philadelphia Orchestra?
Well, it's like the dream come true. It's like you're accompanied by like the heavenly sound and the greatest of the musicians that you're surrounded and your family as well. So you feel the support. You know, first you hear the sound of the orchestra, it's only inspiring.
You also play chamber music.
I have a quartet. It's a professional quartet that tours maybe about 6 to 7 weeks a season, and we spend about 3 additional weeks to rehearse. So I keep myself busy with my quartet.
I would think that when you've talked about the viola before, you talked about the fact that it's an inner voice, so you're constantly listening to the other instruments and fitting in a certain way. And that's what chamber music is. It's a lot of listening. So it seems like an ideal instrument for chamber music, and your orchestral playing would perhaps inform the chamber music and vice versa. Do you take lessons from chamber music to the orchestra?
Oh, absolutely. Playing chamber music and learning all this literature, especially in a string quartet, is very pure form and is most difficult. And the standards that has been set are very, very high. So just working on this literature and taking those skills, you know, of course, I bring that into playing the orchestra and in solo playing as well. Of course, there are more principal differences the way you should be playing, because you, in the orchestra, you have other jobs, such as I got to lead rest of the viola section. And also I have to communicate with the conductors, where in string quartet, you don't have conductor. So you have to take a lot of your own initiative. But the skill, definitely, the skills that you learn playing string quartets and studying string quartets, and obviously, is very, very important skills that I've learned.
When you mentioned leading as principal player, what kind of things do you do?
Well, I try to process what the conductor wants. Sometimes he'll explain to us, sometimes he'll show us. And so I try to be the example of what conductor might or might not want. And I try to show it, you know, and the rest of the section are very, very well trained to get a sign from me or conductors or together. So we have a unified idea how this section should sound like.
Well, since you are so often in the middle as the inner voice, it's great to have you out in front as soloist in this work.
Yeah, it's a rare chance. And again, it's only a pleasure and honor to be standing in front of the Philadelphia Orchestra and play a concerto.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.